How flexible is your device? Are you a person on the move and need your device to move with you? The Mesa Fundi goes wherever you go. It allows you to take notes, sketch your great ideas, sign documents and get work done wherever you are. Attach Microsoft Office for the ultimate experience. Make the shift and upgrade to the Mesa Fundi with Windows 10 Professional. The Mesa Fundi, flexibility reimagined. Available online and in store at all leading retailers. Mesa recommends Windows 10 Professional. Visit mesa.co.za for more information.
When life gets harder, you get smarter. You don't mission, you level up like a boss. Connect Vox Fibre to your home, starting from 554 Rand per month. Level up your experience with Airtime's Wi-Fi boosters, Vobi Voice app calling, Office 365, and over 160 other products to enhance your lifestyle. Live smart. Level up with Vox. Visit vox.co.za to view our range. T's and C's apply.
You're listening to Tech Central's Cars and Gadgets, the podcast that looks at the latest gizmos from smartphones to cars. Yes, cars and everything in between. I'm Duncan MacLeod and I'm here for the first time in ages with Nafisa Akabor. How's it, Nafisa?
Hi, Duncan.
I think the last time we sat together was about 6 months ago.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It was the Samsung Galaxy Note Plus.
Yes, that's right.
Review. And so it has been 6 months since we did one of these podcasts.
Yes.
And we're here to do another Samsung device.
That's right.
Seems we like Samsung.
And that very is topical.
The brand new Galaxy Note 20 Ultra. No, Galaxy.
No.
Oh, I get confused. Galaxy S20 Ultra.
That's right.
Which has just been launched in South Africa, and we've got two of them here.
We do.
Snap.
One in each color.
Yeah, this one's in black, although it's got a case on it already. So
this one's gray.
But you've got the grey one. Which one do you prefer?
Definitely the grey. I'm a bit over black phones now, so.
Okay.
Because they're just boring. So, yeah.
Grey's boring too, though. Why didn't they do good colours in this phone?
I mean, okay, grey is boring, but it's better than the black.
Remember the Note, when we did the Note?
Yes, the Aura shade.
It had this beautiful Aura mirror-like effect.
That's
on
a good
the
point.
Why did they ditch it?
Maybe they want the phone to speak for itself, not the colour. Yeah, it's not about the colour.
Maybe they're saying this is a serious device.
Maybe.
But I think it is a bit boring, Samsung. You know, they're probably going to come up with different colored versions as time goes on.
Maybe, because this red seems to be a popular Project Red, like how Apple has.
Yeah.
Maybe the limited edition.
So I was due for an upgrade, and I actually got this thing. It's mine. I think first impressions, and I'd be keen to hear yours.
Yeah.
But my first impressions taking this out of the box was, wow, this thing is big, and wow, this thing is heavy.
That is the first impression for everybody. You can't ignore it or hide from it. This phone is huge. I mean, I don't know if you guys can see like how big it fits in my hand.
Yeah.
I can just about grip it.
You can just hold it.
But that's all you can do.
Yeah. I was thinking of a phone this size. It's got a 6.9 inches on the diagonal. I was thinking this phone is probably aimed at men.
Yeah.
But then I thought, you know, I was having trouble fitting this in my jeans pants. And I usually just shove my phone in my pocket with the keys, which probably isn't the best thing to do because it probably scratches the screen and scratches the back.
That's
but
right.
It doesn't fit great in it's so big, it doesn't fit in my back pocket either of my jeans. It's
not
sticking out. And I thought, actually, well, maybe it will appeal to women because perhaps women are more likely to put it in a handbag, for example.
That's actually a very good point. I think you're right there.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the phones are so big now, and women's jeans pockets are very small, so none of the phones fit anyway.
Yeah.
So you're going to put this phone in your bag.
Yes.
So, yeah. I mean, I know a very short, petite woman who loves big phones.
Mm-hmm.
So it just depends on what you prefer.
Yeah.
And also 6.9 inches, that's close to being 7 inches. It's almost like a little tablet in your pocket.
In fact, I think Samsung's original tablets were 7 inches in size. So this is tablet size, of course.
Tablet size, but very thin.
But no bezels.
Yeah.
Zero bezels.
Yeah. I think that's why you can get phone sizes so big in such slim factors today because of that.
But this is a heavy phone. I think it's about 220, 230 grams or so.
Yeah, and yours with the such a chunky case obviously makes it a bit heavier.
Yeah, I deliberately went for a chunky case to protect
the
camera. And
I know, the bump is quite noticeable.
Yeah.
Can't ignore it.
Yeah, we'll talk about those cameras. I think the bump is justifiable in this case, given what they've packed in here. But you're a fan of smaller phones.
Definitely, yes.
You've got the iPhone 11.
Yeah, I do.
The 11 Pro. Which is obviously noticeably smaller than this. In fact, I think this thing easily outsizes the the iPhone 11 Pro Max.
By a lot.
So you must hate this thing. It must be far too big for you.
I don't hate it, but it is very big. Like you said, I just keep it in my handbag. I can't keep it on my person. I prefer keeping phones on my person out of sort of safety aspect. Mm. But I have to put this in a bag.
Yeah.
I don't hate it though.
You don't hate it. Okay. It's big.
It's
and
something to consider for people who can't use big phones. Then it's definitely not a choice for you.
Yeah. But there are smaller varieties, but still big in this lineup.
Yeah.
The S20, which is how big? 6.2.
6.5. The S20 Plus, sorry, 6.5.
S20 Plus is 6.7.
Oh, then it's 6.5, I think.
6.5, I think you're right.
Yeah.
So they're all big.
They're all big.
So if you want a small phone, you're probably not going to go for the Galaxy S anymore.
That's right. And the Note is also quite big. So.
Yeah. Which is an interesting decision by Samsung because previous models, I remember the S8, which is the last Samsung Galaxy device I used, not the Plus version, was quite a small phone.
It was smaller. Mm. They are definitely going bigger, I think, very gradually.
But I think, and you know, as you know from our previous discussions on this podcast, I'm a fan of the bigger size
you
form
do,
factor.
Yes.
But this is the limit. They mustn't go bigger. I suppose they can, but this is about pushing the limit now.
But that's why they're calling it the Ultra, right?
Yeah. But for most people, the Plus is probably sufficient.
I think so. No, it's 20 Plus.
But we'll go through all of that during the course of the show. So a lot of hype around this phone. In your view, does it live up to that hype?
In my view, so that question is very subjective. It also depends on who the phone is and what features they want. But, like, a lot of people have been saying, oh, is it worth the hype? But, like, what do you want from a phone? This phone has 8K video recording, first of its kind.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you want? Then it's worth the hype. But it's not something I want.
Mm-hmm.
And the
very few people would want or need 8K video recording.
Exactly.
And it only does that at 24 frames a second.
Yeah.
Only I say, but it's still impressive.
It is. I mentioned my written review. 1080p, 60 frames per second is my ideal, optimal for my...
1080p.
Yeah, and at 60 frames per second, I find that perfect for me and for what I need to do online. So the other thing was 120Hz refresh rate. So if you're a gamer, this is probably going to appeal to you.
So
there's a lot of big specs, and obviously the 100 times space zoom and the 108 megapixel camera. So
let's talk about the cameras just now, but let's talk about that 120Hz refresh.
Yes.
That only doesn't apply when you're running the phone at the highest resolution.
That's correct.
It's only at 1080p.
Yes.
So you either have the ultra high resolution or you have 120Hz.
Yes.
Now apparently this is something that Samsung could solve with software, but they decided not to allow it at the higher resolution because of the impact on battery.
Yes.
And there's talk that they may in fact enable it at some point in the future if you want to go that way, which they should. I mean, it's your device. You should be able to.
I agree. Mm. You should be able to decide. But it's also, can you imagine maybe the impact of it? Maybe people will try it and realize this is actually not worth it. You use the phone, so I'm not sure what your settings are, but I actually would prefer the 120 refresh rate over the higher risk.
I've got it on the 120Hz at the moment, and to be honest, I am getting on in age. My eyesight is fading fast. I need reading glasses, I hate to admit. And I honestly cannot see the difference between 1080p and the high resolution.
Okay, so I made two videos side by side, one on the 60, one on the 120, but I can see the difference.
Mm-hmm. In the refresh.
Yes.
I'm talking about the resolution. I can't see the difference.
Oh, no, not the resolution, sorry, the refresh. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm talking about the hertz.
Okay.
I know, for me, resolution, it doesn't bother me. I went down lower, that's why I've got the higher refresh rate.
I can't see the difference between the lower resolution and the higher resolution.
That's why I think people should put the 120 refresh rate and because you're not going to notice the screen resolution. Yeah. You're not going to miss it.
Yeah. Unless your eyes are bionic and you can... I honestly can't tell the difference.
Yeah.
And I look closely at those pixels and the fonts on the screen and I couldn't see the difference.
Yeah, I mean, it's already high def, so...
It's a very, really, very, very good screen. It's an amazing screen.
Yeah.
It's OLED. Beautiful.
Yeah, it's top of the range.
Yeah. I must admit, I couldn't see a huge difference when I switched to 120Hz either. I did notice a difference.
Yeah.
When in scrolling, it just looked smoother.
Yeah.
But
that is the difference.
I'll decide at some point whether or not to the battery's worth it. Now, I'm sure if you're a gamer and you play a lot of mobile games, then
absolutely. You can maybe switch to that setting.
I haven't fired up a game on this device yet. I've only been using it for 2 or 3 days now.
Yeah.
Have you played any games on it?
I have not, actually. No. I'm not big on mobile games.
Me neither.
Yeah. I barely have any on my main phone either.
So I'll play around with it some more, but Yeah, I'll probably install a game. I mean, the processor in this thing is just amazing. It's got 12 gigabytes of RAM in this base model.
I know,
16
right?
16 gig. I'm not sure if the 16 gig version is available in South Africa yet.
Oh, I haven't seen?
I don't think it is. Okay. I certainly haven't seen it advertised anywhere. But this thing is as powerful as a PC.
Definitely, if not more. Mm. It's a lot more powerful than most people's PCs. Mm. But speaking about the specs, you said 12 gigs of RAM. What about the 128 gigabyte storage? I mean, for this time of phone.
Yeah, I thought they were being really stingy there.
It would, I think 256 should have been.
It should have been 256 gigabytes. Although these days it could be argued that, you know, with the cloud and, you know, backing up everything.
But you're giving people 8K video recording. What if someone accidentally records and now they don't know why the storage is being used?
Yeah.
And also with your fancy camera.
Yeah. But you can install an SD card. Which
up to a terabyte.
Yeah. So that's probably
that's
the
major.
Way to go. And you can put in a high-speed SD card in there, which would allow you to record 8K video directly onto the card. So that kind of
so that helps. Yes.
Yeah. But yes, they are being stingy. This should have been a base 256 gigabyte model, especially at the price. Especially at the price.
Definitely.
And we'll talk about the price a bit later and compare it to the price of the iPhone in South Africa and the various configurations. Dual SIM. I presume not all versions are dual SIM.
No.
Have you got a dual SIM model there?
No, I don't.
No. Do okay. Well, this is a dual SIM model.
Well, I think you bought yours in Takealot, right?
Takealot.
Yes, so it would have a dual SIM.
Yeah. I deliberately wanted the dual SIM because I'm running two SIMs at the moment, and so I needed it because I'm busy cutting across to a new number. The only downside is that if you're running two SIMs in the device, you can't put an SD card in it because it uses,
the
second tray.
Similar to Huawei,
Which isn't ideal, but I am slowly transitioning off the old SIM onto the new SIM, so probably in about 12 months I will get rid of that old SIM, and then I'll probably pop an SD card in here. And the 128 gigabytes is probably going to see me over for that period of time.
Yes, of course, and if you don't use the cloud already.
Yeah. And I can just back it up if I need to. Eventually I will pop a, probably, I don't know, 256 gigabytes high-speed SD card.
Yes.
Although I don't think I'll be recording that much in 8K.
No, definitely not.
But I probably will do a lot of 4K 60p recording.
When you go to, on your safaris.
On my safaris, yeah. Or just using it around press conferences. This thing is actually great just for shooting ad hoc video.
YouTube. And for YouTube, exactly. Mm. Because, I mean, I'd want to record in 4K just to get the best resolution and then crop it down if I need to.
I mean, we're using a fancy Canon video camera here to record this show for YouTube today, but honestly, we could use this.
I'm assuming the Canon doesn't do 8K, right?
No, the Canon only does 4K, this is actually more powerful than the Canon, although I'm not sure what it would look like, the ultimate output, but I imagine that this thing would...
as a whole, it's crazy to think we've got this in our pocket, 12 gigs of RAM, 8K recording.
Yeah, that's incredible.
It is.
Yeah, and for the average person, this is more powerful than a PC.
Yes, definitely.
Probably not for nerds like us who kit out our computers put GeForce video graphics cards in them and et cetera. But for the average person, this will double as a computer. Can you still use the Samsung DeX software with this? I haven't even checked.
I actually haven't looked at it.
You haven't looked either?
No.
Not many people use it, but given how powerful they are, I'd imagine that... that it would work very well with the DeX software. But Samsung doesn't seem to be pushing it so hard anymore.
No, maybe because I've noticed in their last few press conferences, they don't focus too much on the features. It's more about the phone and like how it integrates in your life. So I think you noticed in the local launch, it was more about how you can capture video. And I think it's more of an experience now.
Yeah.
So maybe it's there. We still have to explore it. But would you use it?
Probably not, no, because I have a PC. But if I didn't, it would be an option.
Yeah, but I think with who they're targeting as well, if you're like a filmmaker or, you know, and you want the 8K feature, you're not really going to worry about DeX, I'd imagine.
Yeah. And I suppose you're not getting the full desktop experience. It's kind of an Android type of experience where, I suppose it would run Microsoft Office because Office runs on Android. Maybe not knock it. I mean, you could probably do all the work you need to do.
Yeah, and also I think last year they even showcased using your social media apps on your desktop because via your phone. So that's cool. Like you can scroll on Instagram on your PC.
Yeah. And you can connect this to Windows, I saw, in settings. Yeah. I haven't done it yet. I presume that's just the Microsoft support for Android software.
Yes.
Yeah. I did install that when it first came out, and I wasn't particularly impressed. I mean, I think it just lets you send SMSs on your desktop.
Okay,
Who uses SMS anyway? And with WhatsApp linked on the web.
Oh, yes, you don't really.
You don't really need it.
Yeah.
So
I suppose you don't really need the decks as much.
Yeah, yeah. So what are some of the other specs? We've got 8K video recording at 24 frames a second, 4K at 60 frames a second, and then you can do slow-mo video as well.
Yes.
At 1080p.
You can do a super slow-mo and you can do slow-mo.
Super slow-mo is what, 240 frames a second or 120?
I think it might have been higher.
I think it might have been 240.
Yeah.
But that's, I mean, it's very impressive. Have you used the slow-mo at all?
I have. I tested it when there was a thunderstorm a few days ago.
Oh, yeah.
So I know there's software issues with the camera, but I took two videos, one normal slow-mo, one super slow-mo. It's amazing, but it was just overexposed on the super slow-mo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Overexposed, why? Was it
I think it needs a fix. No, it was just on the setting. It was an afternoon, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and it was looking very washed out. The sky was a bit too light, too bright.
Okay.
But you could see the raindrops, but it was just like a white, a very overexposed sky. Yeah.
I must say, I haven't even had a chance to use the camera on this thing yet. I literally opened it, took a shot with the default camera setting.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure which camera it was using, but I haven't had a chance to play with it. I'm going to have a proper poke around this weekend. But you've spent some time in these cameras.
Yes.
Take us through them. I mean, how many cameras are on this thing? Five.
People say five, but I don't like calling it five. It's four in the back and one selfie cam.
And there's a time of flight sensor as well.
Yes. There's a 108 megapixel sensor, 48 megapixel, and 12.
Now, 108 megapixels sounds amazing. Is it really?
In my opinion, if you're using the standard camera, you're not really going to tell the difference, like in your daily shooting, mm-hmm. because you're looking at these pictures on your phone or you're sharing them on social media or your messaging apps.
Yeah.
So, I mean, look, it's great to have it.
It's for cropping, really, isn't it? To
get
that sort of resolution. It's not to so much because you want to have this massive photograph, but rather because you can crop in a lot.
Yes, and also it's important to understand more megapixels doesn't mean better camera.
No.
So people shouldn't think 108 megapixels.
Often it means worse camera.
Yeah, you see, so people shouldn't assume, like with all the hype, 108 megapixel camera, but it doesn't mean it's better than another camera with a 12 megapixel, you know? That kind of thing.
But they are doing something clever here, and I'm no photographic expert, and I'm gonna kind of put the pressure on you right now because maybe you can explain it because I've read the reviews and I still don't know exactly what they're doing. But they're doing something called pixel binning. So you take this picture at the 108 megapixel, and then it bins pixels, whatever that means, and spits out a 12 megapixel image that is supposedly much higher quality.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're just using the advantage of the bigger sensor, of the more megapixels to get a better quality
crisper
image. Yeah, crisper photo, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, but I'm not sure how this pixel binning works. It's got something to do with a combination of pixels and they do post-processing on it, but I'm sure there are lots of websites out there that
explain
this. This podcast
is
not the one that's going to do that.
But in essence, if you think you're buying this phone, don't buy it specifically that to say that you have 108 megapixel.
Yeah.
I mean, as a standard camera, without any fancy things, it works perfectly well.
Yeah. Now, it's got this little fingerprint on the back. It's 100 times space zoom.
Yeah.
I did try that briefly. Zoomed in at 100 times, and the picture looked absolutely awful. It looked like an oil painting.
I had the same experience.
There
was a bird in my garden. I actually told my husband it looks like it's a paint, like you put a filter on an app.
Yeah.
And like an oil painting kind of thing.
Yeah.
Same with a tree. So for me, and you need—I know whether you noticed—you need a very steady hand, right? Because if you move a slight, but now I obviously I'm not a statue; I can't hold this phone so still. But it's just so bad. Like you need a tripod, and they always say the best phone in your is that you have is the one that's on you. But nobody carries a tripod, so you know you're not really going to use this feature as say, let me move out and do my 100 times zoom. I don't think it'll work in that regard.
But lower zoom levels.
Lower zoom
is very
is great. The 10, yes. The lossless 10.
10 optical.
Optical, yes.
And then it does some sort of digital optical processing up to 30.
Yeah, but I don't trust those. I'm good with the 10.
Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't zoom.
I zoomed at 30 and it looked quite good. I already had that movement from just your hand.
I get that, yes.
But still.
I know what you're talking about.
But at 30, there was a bit of oil painting starting to come in, but it was still pretty good.
Yeah.
But at 10, it was amazing.
I liked it. Like, for me, optical zoom is what I would use. I don't do digital zoom.
Yeah.
You can tell the difference.
You can.
Yeah, and you'd rather crop afterwards.
But 10 times optical zoom in a cell phone camera is just incredible. And it's using a periscope camera to do that.
Yes.
Despite the bump, it's
yeah.
What is a periscope camera? Does it sort of go down at an angle inside the body of
the
phone?
Yes, I think so. Yeah.
Using mirrors or something.
Like similar to the Huawei.
To get that right.
Yes.
But very impressive stuff. The iPhone, I think, is 3 times optical.
Two.
Is it only two?
If I'm not mistaken, yeah.
Okay. I thought they'd put it up to three. But so this is at least 3 to 4 times better than the iPhone in terms of its optical zoom.
Definitely.
And most of the time, you know, 10 times optical zoom is more than enough.
Yes.
I suppose, you know, if you're in the Kruger Park or something,
then it's
where
perfect.
You're probably going to have a DSLR anyway, but if you're in the Kruger Park, and if you want to zoom in on an elephant that's on a hill far away, just know that if you zoom into 100 times, your picture's not going to look so good.
No.
But at 30 times, it might look all right.
Decent, yes.
And at 10 times, it's going to be perfect.
I agree.
So what else? Ultra wide? Did you play with the ultra wide?
Yeah, I mean, I am a fan of ultra wide only because when I want to post to my Instagram stories, you can get more in the shot. But for regular photos that I'm taking, I won't use it. I prefer it specifically for Instagram stories if that makes sense, because I'm trying to just get in the best, the most info in one shot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I do think wide-angle cameras should be standard on all phones.
The one thing that disappointed me, and I used to own a Huawei Mate 20 Pro, which was a fantastic device, that had a macro lens in it.
Yes.
So you could take the camera right up to something like an ant, for example, and take an amazing picture. So I'm a little disappointed this doesn't have a macro lens.
I actually was looking for a dedicated macro, and it's not there.
Yeah, I think Samsung's missing a trick on that score, and where Huawei's doing really well. And I presume the Mate 30, I haven't played with the Mate 30 Pro, because it wasn't launched in South Africa. But with the Huawei P40 Pro definitely launching in South Africa, and the Mate 40 was certain to follow, I'd imagine that those are going to have macro lenses.
I would think so, yes. Why would they take it off?
And I'm a big fan of macro photography.
I do love macro myself, yes.
So that's a one downside of this device. They left that out. The time of flight sensor, what is that exactly?
It's like a depth of field. So if you're going to do your fancy bokeh shots or portrait stuff, and if you're like in a restaurant, I like taking my food pictures, and if you only want to focus on the dish and you want the things in the background to be more blurry and out of focus. Yeah.
And do you have to do that manually or will it do it
automatically? It depends which camera you're on and which mode you're on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to have to spend some time going through the camera settings, because I imagine there's a lot in there that you need to
do. There is, yeah. You just need to go into the right mode.
Yeah.
But also, for example, the food mode, I just find it spruces it up too much. Like, I don't want it that much saturation and color.
Yeah.
So those I would just bring down a bit.
Yeah.
Same with the night mode. I don't know if you got a chance to play with the night mode, like, the images I got on my night mode, my trees are not that green. Like, it was too spruced up. Like, I know my trees.
Yeah.
When I look at it with my own eyes, I just find it too much. It's cranked up too much for me.
Show that to the camera for those watching this on YouTube. I'm not sure how it's really going to...
it's not showing.
Out. Yeah.
But it's very green.
Very green, yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah.
And it's got beauty mode on as well. Is that on by default?
Yes, I know. The first thing I do on these phones...
Switch it off.
The Koreans
bring
love it.
The Chinese love it too.
The ladies just tend to love it. And it's a big thing. But I turn it off. But I do love the selfie camera. Are you big on selfies? Probably not.
Not, I'm not, no. But the camera is incredible.
It's actually my favorite selfie cameras, the Samsung ones. The phones I noticed, they're just consistently good.
Yeah.
Even when I take the beauty mode down, because I don't do that.
It's very good.
It's 40
megapixel. Front
yes, the front
camera.
Facing is 40.
I think it defaults to 10 out the box, but you have to switch it to 40.
Yes, you have to switch it.
But 40 megapixel front facing camera is remarkable. And apparently it's very good in low light too.
And if you're doing mobile journalism stuff and you're trying to live stream from, you know, wherever you are, I think it'll be great for that.
Yeah. And you can, when you're video recording on this, you can switch between the rear and front cameras while recording, which is incredible.
That's
I don't think you can do that on any other phone, if I'm not mistaken. I don't think an iPhone can do it.
No. Definitely not.
Yeah. I think the iPhone's got a, Apple's got a quite
catching
a bit of catching up to do this year.
Yeah. Depending on
I vowed, I was thinking of getting an iPhone this year, but
last
year I vowed I won't get an iPhone until I get rid of that stupid notch.
Notch. How's the notch now?
There is no notch.
Cleverly disguised by your cover.
There's a tiny little bump for the camera. Oops, see, it's knocking his microphone. Tiny little bump for the camera over there. Cut out.
Yeah. I do like this.
Little punch hole cutout, Can't get that in focus. But it's not even noticeable.
It's not. It's in the middle, it's center, it's neat. I mean, my screen is
it's just green.
It's lighter, but you can see. Yeah. It's very minimal.
Yeah. It's not irritating like that notch. Although I'm sure you get used to the notch if you're an Apple user, but whenever I see someone using an iPhone and I just glance at it and I see that notch at the top, it just puts me off.
You forget about it eventually.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. The rumor is they're going to reduce the size of it this year.
We'll see.
But it's still going to be there.
Mm.
Yeah, so what else do we need to talk about? Performance and battery life. How have you found the battery life?
It's not something I have to worry about at all. Mm-hmm. Normally for other phones, I'm like, am I going to last the day? I'm going out, I'm taking videos, I'm taking all this. Do I need a power bank? I never bothered about extra battery.
Even at 120 hertz?
Yes.
No problem?
No problem for me.
Okay. I'm finding it lasts. Mine lasts about 24 hours between charges.
Oh, okay, that's really good. Okay. Yeah. And do you do your? Are you the type? You don't? Do you charge your phone every night?
I do.
Okay.
I do. Yeah. I do. I actually found it slightly disappointing. I was using an Honor 20 Pro before, which had a 4,100 milliamp hour battery. Admittedly, the screen was quite a bit smaller, and it wasn't running 120 hertz. Hmm. But I think that phone outperformed this. This one. But of course, this thing has got everything in it.
It's
got
a
massive
exactly.
bright screen.
There's a lot of things going
120
on.
120 hertz display, which I've set it at. Yeah. I will actually switch it to 60 hertz just to see what the impact on battery life is. But 5,000 milliamp hour battery, which I think is the biggest battery ever put in a smartphone.
Yeah. And it's crazy to think everyone forgot about Samsung's battery woes because they're gone. Now you don't think about it.
Yeah.
It just got an amazing 5,000 milliamp battery.
It was rather brave of them to put a battery so big in this device. But I'm sure they do their testing now.
But even performance-wise, this phone doesn't stutter. I never had anything
lagging so
or yeah.
So smooth.
You can just do what you want on it.
Yeah.
It's really that powerful. Incredible.
I mean, I haven't fired up any game software on here.
Yeah.
I probably will Google and find out what the most demanding video game is you can install on an Android phone and try it out.
You can also test your refresh rate on those too. I think you will be able to tell immediately.
Yeah. I mean, I'm certainly not expecting the performance I get on an NVIDIA GTX GPU and a PC, but I imagine that it's very good, but I haven't tried it yet. And as you said, neither of us are mobile games.
Yeah, for me, battery life is very precious, and so I'll just cut the games out.
Yeah.
That's like the least important thing for me.
Yeah, if I want to play a game, I'll sit down on my PC.
On your PC, yeah.
Still waiting for Microsoft Flight Simulator 2020. And then I might
I've seen your tweets.
I think I might lock myself in front of my computer for 2 months and not emerge again.
Well, you're going to have to document that.
It's going to be amazing. I can't wait. Have you seen some of the videos?
I saw stuff actually you share on Twitter.
Okay. Yeah. No, it's incredible. They're putting out updates every week now. And, the work that's going into that is just astonishing. I mean, it is. And sorry, we are getting a bit off track here, but this game will have your house in it.
Oh, right, yeah.
Which is remarkable.
Is that what you're excited about?
2 petabytes of data.
That's insane.
2 petabyte data set. It's incredible. But we are getting off track. I wonder if it'll run on the Samsung Galaxy S20
Something
Ultra.
We've said.
Yeah, somehow I don't think Microsoft's going to be developing their games
for Android. Yeah.
Performance and battery life, we've covered that. And I think that leaves only one more thing to talk about, and that is the price. Starts at
26,999. That makes it the most expensive phone in South Africa. That's not a limited edition or a designer collab kind of thing like Huawei and the Porsche design.
The iPhone 10, 10S, sorry, the iPhone 11 Pro Max is more expensive.
23,999.
For the base model.
Yeah.
But it's only got 64 gigabytes of RAM.
But we're talking base model.
Base model.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. And they don't do a 128 gigabyte version.
No, they don't. They do 256 and 512. Yes, 512.
And 256 version is about 28,000, I think.
I can't remember. I think 26. It might be 26. Could be on par with this. I could be mistaken.
I seem to recall 28,500 on the 256 gig version.
Oh, is that? Okay.
Yeah.
So that's a big price jump.
So this is priced in between. So it's priced at Apple prices. And then, of course, there's the 512 gigabyte version of the Pro Max, and that costs about 32,000-33,000.
Yeah. But then like I said, we're just comparing base models, even though it's 64, but still the 3,000 rand difference, it's a bit.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, it's an expensive phone. And this phone is certainly not for everybody.
No, I think it's a very niche market. You are one of them. I suppose if you want the best of the best phone to say that, look, I've got the super phone, it got everything.
Yeah. It's a geek phone.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. But for the regular person, I get a lot of people messaging me on social media asking me, should I upgrade? Is it worth the hype? For them, I don't think it's suited for, like, if you're just looking for from your previous Samsung from 2 years ago, you're better off getting the S20 or S20 Plus.
Yeah. The S20 Plus looks like a very decent phone.
Yes.
What are you not getting on that? You're not getting the 100 megapixel, 100 times zoom.
Zoom.
And
the refresh rate, if I'm not mistaken?
No, you get the refresh rate on the base. You can get it on the base to S20. It runs at 120 hertz. It doesn't apply in South Africa because, as far as I know, they're not bringing the 5G model into South Africa yet. But I think the 5G version of the Ultra does millimeter wave band 5G in addition to sub 6 gigahertz. So that's the version that's launched in the US with the Qualcomm 865 processor. That supports the two large bands for 5G.
Yeah.
But it's an irrelevant conversation in South Africa because these are only LTE models, which I find a bit disappointing, actually. I think Samsung...
I actually thought they would be bringing 5G this year.
Yeah. They should have. For that price point, it should be a 5G phone.
I agree.
I think a bit of a letdown on that score. I'm sure they'll bring a 5G version in here as soon as one of the big operators launches a 5G network.
I'm wondering whether they'll hold back on these ones and maybe with their Note 11 range or whatever they choose to call it.
Note 20, I'm sure.
Or Note 20 if on that trend.
Yeah.
I think they might just go with the next one.
Yeah. And 5G licensing, we've only got one 5G network in South Africa right now. That's Rain. Have you popped a Rain SIM in this thing?
I don't have a 5G SIM. I've got a regular one, apparently. Okay. The 5G SIMs are different.
Oh, are they?
Yeah. Okay. I might have to buy one.
Okay, just to try it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have a Rain SIM?
I don't.
Okay.
I don't. There's no coverage in this area.
Oh.
I know they're expanding all the time. But
they are. I actually have. Even when there's load shedding, my Rain works.
Yeah. So that's it. That's the Galaxy S20 Ultra. It's a 27 grand phone. iPhone prices. So really, the decision comes down to whether you like iOS or Android at the end of the day. If you're going for the ultimate phone, if you prefer iOS.
That's always the first filter, but a lot of people are willing to switch if they see, hey, this is a super phone, it's got all these fancy features.
Yeah.
A lot of people are willing to just go for that because they want to be seen with it.
Yeah.
And if you have the money, what's stopping you?
Yeah. No, I gave serious thought to going iPhone this year, this convinced me.
Yeah, this changed your mind already.
This changed my mind. But we're only, 6 months away, 5 months away from the iPhone 12.
Assuming everything will go on track, given how everything's been cancelled globally because of coronavirus.
In fact, Apple's supposed to be holding an event later this month to announce new iPads and a new iPhone. Yeah. And there's talk that they're just going to release it on their website. Because of the coronavirus, which, you see, Microsoft Build has just been cancelled.
Actually, did not. Yeah. I know Google iOS the last time I checked, but... Yeah.
All these major conferences. I mean, South by Southwest was just
canceled. Yes, I saw that.
Microsoft Build. IBM's big conference was pulled off. I think it's crazy. It's a nasty flu, but it's the flu.
Yeah. You don't think it was warranted?
I think there's probably reason for concern, but, if they can stop it, then I'm wrong.
I think it also depends on how many international delegates they have and where they're coming from. That also could be a big worry.
Yeah. Well, I must admit, one of the Chinese vendors was having a big press day today, and I elected not to go.
Okay.
Because of coronavirus.
Well, I went into Huawei's offices a few weeks ago, and the security guard was wearing a mask and taking everyone's temperature.
Yeah, that happened to me. I was also there. Yeah. That was for the, I think we saw each other at that press conference. That was where they were talking about the HMS.
HMS. Oh, okay, yes, that's right.
Yeah, and they pointed to the thermometer at your head. You're okay, go through.
But I just walked into the building.
But it is a bit disconcerting when the security guard is wearing a mask. Yeah,
I found that.
Yeah. Anyway, that was Cars and Gadgets, where we discussed everything from coronavirus to Microsoft Flight Simulator. And also the
And, of course, the S20 Ultra.
As always, Nafisa, thanks for joining me. If you... want to subscribe to us on YouTube, you can just go to youtube.com/TechCentral. You can also find all of our podcasts on your favorite podcatcher, whether it's Apple Podcasts or Spotify or Google Podcasts or Pocket Casts or
everything.
There's so many of them. Just search for TechCentral, one word. You'll find all our podcasts there, including this one, Cars and Gadgets. From Nafisa and myself, until next time. Cheers.
Bye-bye.